On Thursday, Scott said Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's attempt to rewrite the country's constitution and dissolve its current parliament represents an acceleration to full dictatorship. Scott is calling for a prohibition on state investments, with employee pension funds, for example, that support the Maduro regime. On WJCT's First Coast Connect last month, American Venezuelan Association Jacksonville Chapter Vice President William Mora said the country's situation is deteriorating.
Venezuela, since I will say almost 18 years, has been developing a kind of dictatorship that has been difficult to get rid of.
After years of civil war and foreign intervention, leftist Venezuelan revolutionary Hugo Chavez was democratically elected in 1998. He won the favor of the country's poor through radical social programs. But over the years, until his death 4 years ago, Chavez slowly consolidated power and silenced dissent. Current President Nicolas Maduro, who was elected by a razor-thin margin in 2013, was Chavez's chosen successor. The Florida State Board of Administration must sign off on Scott's proposal. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.